The trains in North Platte, Nebraska, run in what's been called the Super Bowl of American railroading. That's 133 trains barreling through each day, and traditionally each train has been hailed by four blasts of a horn, two long, one short, a final long. Until now. The trains are still running, but the town has eliminated all grade crossings with an elaborate series of new building projects. James Whitaker is the mayor of North Platte. He joins us from City Hall. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you for calling.
A lot quieter there than it used to be?
Well, it is a lot quieter. It isn't completely quiet because some of the interior roads still need to have the blast go, but eliminating all the crossings in North Platte has made a wonderful, quieter community for us.
What did it used to sound like there?
Well, you know, living here, we got used to it, but you'd have a guest in your home and they couldn't sleep at night. Nobody complained a whole lot during that period, but we are a railroad town. We have the largest marshaling yards in the world where trains are formed for east and west. So, you know, thinking of four blasts per crossing at 133 trains and two crossings that we eliminated, that's 1,064 less blasts that we have.
Now, when you say blast, is it a horn? Is it a ooh? Is it a oh? What is it?
Well, I think you can hear it for 3 or 4 miles away if the wind is right. So if you're next to the railroad yards and have a business there, sometimes if you're on the telephone or talking to a customer, you have to stop until the noise stops. Some of the engineers will run a blast a little longer than others, but the two longs and a short and another long at each crossing, that could last for up to 20, 25 seconds. And it isn't just the noise, it's the safety factor too.
Yeah.
We've had people killed at those crossings, so that part's taken care of also.
How did North Platte become a railroad center?
Well, that happened in the 1860s. We were a stop here, and they stayed all winter in North Platte in around 1867. So at that time, they put in a roundhouse and other things, and then as the railroad progressed to the west and they connected up all the way across the country, people stayed here. And I think right now, you know, and forever, North Platte has had the greatest number of employees that work on the Union Pacific Railroad. And at this point, it's about 2,600 work here.
So now that you've got this problem of the train whistles missing, is there any reason why North Platte won't become a like Santa Monica, California?
Well, I'm not sure how they are. I better not say anything. I love living in the middle of the country. I think we just have a great mix of good people.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Mayor. Nice talking to you, sir.
Well, same to you, Scott. Thanks for calling.
Jim Whitaker, who's the mayor of North Platte, Nebraska, where it's nice and quiet now.